Welcome. Oh my God, I'm so excited for today's episode. Oh, because I am going to share with you my mushroom ceremony. And not just that, but a lot of deep, profound things that have been happening in my life the last few months, I would say. And every single time when I catch up with a friend, she's like, "Tell me, how many lives have you been living since we last talked?" Because my life right now, it's growing and is changing exponentially from one day to another. So in this episode, I'm gonna share with you how did I ended up doing a mushroom ceremony in Thailand. After I have actually decided to move to Bali for 6 months, I ended up coming to Thailand and my whole life changed radically from one day to another. So I'm gonna share that with you. I'm gonna share with you how I have realized during that ceremony that I was actually having a spiritual ego. And how my inspiration, my excitement for life, for creation got reignited, and the momentum that I have been having in my life ever since. So these are some of the topics I will cover today with you. So stay tuned because I'm also going to share with you at the end an amazing offer that I'm putting together right now. That has come through during the ceremony. So, oh my gosh, it was December 20th when I was in Bali, and I was about to fly on the 21st to Singapore. I already had my ticket all the way to Thailand, but I was like, I'm not gonna go all the way to Thailand so far because I'm just doing a visa run. So I'm just gonna stop in Singapore and I'm just gonna stay there 4 days. And from there, I'm gonna go back to Bali because I applied for a visa to stay there for 6 months because I was like, I need to ground myself. I am tired of traveling. So there was me making a decision that I'm gonna live in Bali for the next 6 months. And the day before I flew to Singapore, I was just feeling so at unease, you know? I was like, oh, I really like things are not flowing. Things are not flowing with Singapore. It's hard to find a place. It's gonna rain. And I just don't feel good about it. And then I was like, oh, what if I go all the way to Thailand? And I was like, wow, that's such a crazy decision because I already have my hotel booked in Singapore. And to go all the way to Thailand just for a visa run for 4 days, that's crazy. But my whole spirit, my whole being was like tingling, you know? I was so freaking excited thinking that I might come to Bali. And if you have been following my journey, you know that last year I've spent 3 months in Thailand where I've had like some of the most amazing things happening here, where I found love. I started my podcast, the one that you're listening to. I met one of my best friends. So Thailand is super special to me. So when I had this thought, oh my gosh, what if I'm gonna go all the way to Thailand? I'm like, that's so crazy, Andrea. But then I told myself, okay, universe, I'm here to listen. And I'm here to allow yourself to guide me. So I said, if I'm gonna be able to cancel my hotel in Singapore because they had like no cancellation policy, if I'm gonna be able to cancel it and get my money back, I just lost like a small deposit, then that's my sign that I should go to Thailand. So I reach out to the hotel. I'm telling them I would like to cancel. Can I please get a refund? And within an hour or two, they were like, yes, we can do it for you. You can get a refund. And I was like, oh my God, that's it. I'm going to Thailand. So there I was, a day before my flight, I decided to go to Thailand. And last time when I came to Thailand, they asked me for an exit ticket. So I was like, you know, I'm just doing a visa run, so I'm gonna buy a ticket after 4 days. And there I was in the airport. I literally bought a ticket for, I flew on Thursday and I bought a return ticket for Sunday. And then while I was in the airplane, I was having this feeling that I'm not sure I will go back. And I started freaking out because I literally packed a small backpack with for 4 days. That's it. And I left my laptop behind. I left all like my microphone, all of the things that I'm like are essential. And I started freaking out. I was like, oh no, what if I'm gonna stay longer? And I'm gonna lose that ticket, the airplane ticket. But then what am I gonna do without all of my stuff? And that was revealed to me how attached I am to my material stuff and how attached I am to my laptop, to my business, to all these things that I felt like, oh, I need in order to survive, in order to work, in order to do things. So then I just relaxed into it and I trusted and I told myself, you know what? This is exactly what I need because I've been telling myself that I want to take a little bit of a step back to be able to look more from afar, from afar to my business, to my life, to everything. Because I want to create and do things differently than how I have done until that point. And I'm like, okay, this is the great opportunity and I will figure it out. I trust this is exactly how it was meant to happen. And then this guy came through for the mushroom ceremony while I was, I think I was in the airport because a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine recommended this guy in Pai, which is like north of Thailand, that he does amazing mushroom ceremonies. And he just came through so strong. And I was like, ooh, am I meant to do this now, this time in my life? And I felt it that, yeah, before the end of the year, it feels super aligned to do it. And I've never done a mushroom ceremony. I've only done a little bit of microdosing before, but nothing substantial or major. So I reached out to this guy and he's like, yes, I can do it. And when he said that, but after Christmas, that meant it was after I had my flight already booked. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm gonna lose my ticket. But I have to go there. I have to go to Pai and do this ceremony. It was a very strong feeling. So what I did, I was in Chiang Mai, which is like 3 hours and a half to 4 hours. I went and I rented this huge motorbike and I drove all the way from Chiang Mai to Pai. And if you're gonna research it, you're gonna see that it's 762 turns to drive there. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't research the road. I just heard it's like super cool to drive on. And it was so cold. I was afraid. I'm like, what if I'm gonna have a freaking accident right now? Because it was tough. I'm far from a professional driver. But at the same time, it was so empowering because I'm like, I'm here like with my backpack driving by myself on a big motorbike from Chiang Mai to Pai. I was like, hell yes, I feel so freaking empowered doing this. And I'm so glad I didn't do the research about the road beforehand because I wouldn't have done it otherwise. So there I was going towards Pai. And then the guy sent me, there was a whole like 52 pages to read in order to prepare the preparation for the ceremony. We agreed on a day, and then I started my preparation for the ceremony. And I started feeling this like bubbly, like this excitement that, oh my God, I'm doing this. And the commitment and dedication towards this process, which I have to say, the commitment and dedication towards something really has been missing in my life. Because after my partner transitioned and on the other side, and I started on my healing journey, I was very much inwards all the time. So my dedication and commitment was mainly towards my healing, towards myself, but it was hard to find that commitment towards something outside, like externally. And this is one of the things that this ceremony, doing this ceremony, helped me with, because I read everything. I read the whole like 52 pages within like 2 days, because I'm like, I want to do it and I'd want to do it right. And it was such a beautiful process, because I had to like have like no meat, no alcohol, no other substances, no sex, no masturbation. Like a very clean lifestyle. And I would say the majority of them were super easy for me, because I already in general have a healthy lifestyle. But to do it intentionally, it was totally different, because then I have observed during my days that were preparing me and leading me towards the ceremony, how all these temptations were coming in my life, like men, different men, then weed, because pie, it's huge on weed. It's like the weed king, the weed queen, whatever. And then it was also Christmas. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna even have a glass of wine, nothing, because I want to be clean. Like, this is my purpose. This is the reason why I came to Pi for this ceremony. So everything that's not in alignment with this, I will say no. And it was so powerful, because I forgot how that is. I forgot how that felt. So it reignited that, like, oosh, the commitment, the dedication to be aligned with what I desire. So I've been saying a lot of no's throughout my days towards the ceremony. So I'm like, okay, this feels good. I'm staying on track with what I came here for. And it was so beautiful, because I would even tell people around me about, oh my God, I came to Pi because I'm doing this mushroom ceremony. That's why I came here. So it was something very exciting for me that I would share with everyone around. And then when something was misaligned, I will just say, I'm sorry, this is not the reason why I'm here, and it's not in alignment. So it was a beautiful way to practice and reinforce my boundaries, which was amazing, because I felt so strong and so empowered with, this is why I am here. And towards the anticipation for the ceremony, I was so nervous. I was so nervous because the guy I talked to that I did the ceremony, he was saying that it's very, very important to trust and surrender to the medicine, to the plant medicine, in order not to freak out. Because when you do a high dosage, if you resist it, it's very easy to freak out and have like a bad trip. So I was like, oh my God, can I really do this? Can I really surrender? Can I really like let go of my ego? Because that's part of it. That's part of what's happening, letting go of your ego, letting go of control. So I was very nervous going into, but at the same time, I was like, this feels so much in alignment. And when I talked with the guy, and he said, trust and surrender are two of main things that it's important for you to do during the ceremony, I was like, whoa, trust and surrender has been my mantra in 2023, where I would constantly tell myself, I trust and I surrender to the guidance, to the magic, to life, to just go in flow. So trust and surrender was huge for me. So I'm like, okay, this is just another insight, And another way where it's shown to me that this is in alignment. So there it was, the second day of Christmas on the 26th, where I went for the ceremony. And I remember my heart was like beating so hard, even right now when I remember. Oh, I still feel it, and you might hear it in my voice or see it in the video if you're watching this on YouTube. So there I was in the afternoon. I swear I couldn't do almost anything the whole day because I was so nervous about the ceremony. And plus, you have to fast. Like, you cannot eat after lunch. After lunch, you cannot eat anything. And even beforehand, it's recommended that you eat something very, very lightly. So there I was fasting, just drinking water. Going to this guy's place, which was in a beautiful, beautiful area, somewhere in the nature. So there I was meeting him, terrified of what this is going to be. What do this plant medicine is going to show me that maybe I didn't want to look at. So I'm gonna describe to you right now a little bit the process and how the ceremony was and what has happened during the ceremony. So the first thing when I arrived there, we drank some tea and we just chatted. We talked. So he made me feel very, very comfortable and very safe to be there with him and be there because I've done this ceremony just by myself. It was like a one-on-one ceremony. It was no one else there. So we had this beautiful conversation where he just been asking me things and he made me feel very comfortable to be there with him and very safe. Because I also have to say that as a woman, to do these type of things with a man, it can be very scary. And why I say that, it's because you will hear from my experience during the ceremony that it's a very, very vulnerable place to be in. And if you don't do it with the right person, you can be taken advantage of. So it's very vulnerable and very important who you choose to do it with, if you decide, if you feel the call, because I would say working with plant medicine, this is the first time for me that I did it at a deep and high level. This is like a calling. You're gonna feel called by the plant medicine. So it's not right or wrong. It's not for everyone. It's for those that feel the calling. So if you are drawn to this podcast episode, to this video, maybe you have an interest and you are drawn. And at the same time, trust that it is going to happen exactly when it's meant to happen. Because for me, I have been feeling this call for years, for many years. It wasn't aligned. It didn't come together for it to happen. And it happened right now, right before 2023 ended and 2024 started. So, the ceremony, yes, going back to the ceremony, staying on track here. So, we started by chatting and then having tea. And after that, slowly, he created a beautiful fire outside. And we went around the fire where we have worked on our energy. So, we did, I would say, kind of some qigong. We worked on the energy where we grounded, where we brought the energy into the root chakra, and we worked upwards. We brought the energy in all of the chakras, but mainly we have focused on the root, on the heart, and on the crown chakra. So these are the main things that we have worked on. So another thing before the ceremony that I forgot to mention, it was like, what are your intentions? What are the intentions of what you wanna experience, of what you wanna take out of this experience. And for me, the intention, there were two things. They were business, which involves money too, like business and money. What is it that it's holding me back to fully monetize my gifts? And then love, because my heart was still feeling like heartbroken after the last relationship I had. And I will share a little bit deeper because both of them came during the ceremony. So the intention is very important. So in the process of preparing for the plant medicine, we worked on our energy, we moved the body, we ground. He gave me some raw organic cacao to eat. It was more eating than drinking around the fire and really feel into this experience, feel into, okay, what it's about to come up and focusing on my intentions. And then as I was sitting next to the fire, I asked him, so how much are you going to give me? Because the friend that recommended him said, don't do more than 2 grams. You know, that's what he said. Don't do more than 2 grams because you're not used to it. And anything else can be too much. So when I ask him, how much are you going to give me before he gave me the drink? He's like, I'll give you 4 grams. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, he's gonna give me 4 grams. That's double than what my friend said. But I was like, you know, I'm trusting he's the guide. I'm trusting him, so I'm gonna let it be how it has to be. So during the fire, I started with the cacao, which was for the heart. And what that does, because as I told you, the focus was on the root, on the heart, and on the crown. So we started with the heart to keep the heart open, to be able to surrender, to trust into the process, into the medicine. And after that, he gave me the drink, the mushroom drink, which had a terrible, terrible taste. But I did it. I drank it there next to the fire. And before I drank it, we did like a whole like affirmation, surrender, and we said some beautiful, beautiful words towards the medicine where I pretty much said that, okay, I'm giving myself fully to you. I don't remember exactly the words, but it was something like, I'm giving myself fully to you, and I allow yourself to guide me, to take me on a journey. And then I drank the mushroom drink. And after that, slowly, slowly, I was starting to feel the effect. And after that, he did rapé, which rapé, it's a tobacco, like it's a shamanic thing. I think it comes from Brazil. And what that does, it's like he blows it into your nose, which can be very painful. But what that does, it helps you with the grounding because he said it's very important when you go in this process to be grounded, to open your heart, and to have your crown open. So the cacao opened the heart. The rapé was grounding me to still be here on earth. And the mushroom was the crown, which it takes you onto another world. And it's important to know that when you decide to do a mushroom ceremony, when you take a high dosage, you don't do it to get high. It's truly for healing. For they are calling it that it can be like 10, 12 years of therapy, like things that you are processing during that time, because you go and you work with your subconscious mind, you go and you access things that you wouldn't have been able to see just with your conscious mind. So it's a very healing process, first and foremost. And I can attest to that because it was nothing like, oh, I'm just high and whatever. No, it was truly a healing process. So now I'm gonna start describing to you how the rest of the ceremony was after I drank the mushrooms. Oh, so I remember sitting there next to the fire, and I was just with my eyes closed because I'm just going inwards. And that's it. I'm like, this is my inward journey where I'm ready to see everything. Just show me everything. And the guy was next to me, and he was playing songs and he was playing instruments and the drum. And it was like a very shamanic experience. And oh my God, his sounds and the way he was singing and he was playing at all these different instruments. Wow, it really guided me and it helped me go on this beautiful journey where I did not freak out. And I'm so proud of myself that throughout the whole time on this journey, I didn't freak out at all, which really showed me how much work I have been doing these past few years. And the ability to fully be able to surrender. It was absolutely amazing. So his voice, his sounds, the drum and everything, they were really guiding me and taking me on this journey. And how it started with me having a visualization. I was visualizing all these different patterns. It was purple, it was green, it was yellow. So it was just like visualizing these patterns at the beginning. And then after, I don't know for how long that happened, but after that, we went into the house because we were outside next to the fire. We went into the house where I laid down. And one of the first thing that came through was me telling him, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I really trust you. Like, I was telling him because I felt like I was healing also my relationship with masculine there, with the men. So I was like, wow, thank you so much. Thank you for providing like this safety. All I remember is that I was saying, thank you, I trust you, thank you, I trust you. So that was part of the process. And then I forgot to mention to him, you know, that I can be a very loud person because of all the work I have done, especially this past year, going to tantra retreats and fully like opening my voice and expressing myself. I forgot to tell him that I can be very, very loud. And he told me at the beginning that, oh, this is your space. This is your space. So do not worry. You can be loud. You can move around. This is your space. Okay. And I was like, amazing. I can just be fully myself because that's the point. So there he was next to me and he gave me a pillow because I started screaming. I started crying. I started singing. So my voice was like fully like was coming out when and was activated. And he was next to me and he gives me the pillow and he's like, you are doing amazing. You use this pillow. Use this pillow for like for screaming and all these things. And then he left. He left out of the room because he told me that, okay, at the beginning, he's gonna be next to me to guide me, to support me, and so on. But afterwards, he's going to leave me alone in the room to just go on my own journey. And he was just outside the room and he said, if I need anything, I can just call him back in. So there he was. He gave me the pillow and then he left out. And I was like, fuck no. Don't tell me what to do. I'm tired of this. Don't tell me to be quiet. If I want to scream, I'm gonna fucking scream. And I was like, whoa, like so outrageous about like being small and making myself small because so many times I was afraid. I was afraid to have my voice heard. Because I didn't want to bother someone. I didn't want to be too much. I didn't want to be too loud. I didn't want to like all these limitations, you know? And I'm like, no, you told me this is my space. So this is my freaking space right now. And I was just like humming so strong about it, about him and not telling me to be quiet, not telling me to use the pillow. I was like, fuck no. So that was the first part of my process where I spoke up for like being told to be quiet. That was the first part. And I would say I had three major parts within my ceremony. So that was the first part, me speaking up and not making myself small. And it was freaking amazing. It was exactly what I needed for that process. Then the second part that came through, it was how I had an out of body experience. I was not feeling my body anymore. I was seeing everything from afar. And then the plant medicine was showing me how everything is just a cosmic joke, that we are a cosmic joke. And oh my God, I started laughing. Like I was laughing like crazy. And I was just saying out loud, I was like, we are a cosmic joke. And I was like hilarious about it because what it showed me, it's how serious we tend to take everything. Like we think everything is so serious and so important, and we forget to bring like the fun and the play into our life, into our activities. So I was saying out loud, and I was telling to the guy, I was like, we are a fucking cosmic joke, and just like hilariously laughing. And then my business came through, like, what am I here? Part of what am I here to do? And what the mushrooms showed me is because I was so full of laugh, of fun, of joy. It was like orgasmic. I was feeling very orgasmic. And that's part of why not to have sex and not to masturbate yourself beforehand, so you can use that sexual energy during the ceremony. So that's a very important step. So I was feeling so orgasmic that I swear I almost had an orgasm. And then they were showing me that I am actually here to guide people and show people how it is to live an orgasmic life. And they were showing me like this paid podcast to create a membership. And they were showing me these beautiful things. And this is part of what I'm putting together, guys. I'm putting together a membership, which is called Orgasmic Life and Business, because I do feel very called and very excited to work with spiritual entrepreneurs as well. Because I have been through my own process of just trying to create from push, from working hard, from this super masculine, and it did not work for me at all. Then I went through the stage of, oh, let me just like flow with everything, you know, let me just be flowy, be my feminine and have fun. And guess what? That was much more fun and beautiful, but it still didn't work at the point of monetizing the business and and feeling grounded. So now I'm at a stage in my life where I'm blending the masculine and the feminine, where yes, you bring in some structure, but within that structure, you have the flow and you have the fun, and you learn how to flirt with life, how to bring pleasure into your creation, how to have fun when you are doing something. Like right now, I'm doing this podcast and I'm having so much fun sharing with you about my journey. So, how can we infuse more fun, more pleasure, more flirtation in everything that we are doing? So, this is part of what I am creating right now. And if this sounds like something you want to bring into your life, send me a DM on Instagram. I will put it in the show notes, my Instagram account with orgasmic. Because that's super exciting. And it's also scary as fuck, I have to admit. I'm like, because when you hear the word orgasmic, it automatically goes and people think about sex, no? But in my experience and what I want to share with you, it's not about sex. It's about truly enjoying life, like feeling the pleasure, feeling how everything in this life wants you and desires you, and how your life, it's 100 and business, it's 100% going to shift when you operate from that place. So, yes, that's what came through around business. It was like orgasmic life. And I'm like, okay, I feel it because this is something I have been living myself this past year, where I followed the nudges, I followed the signs, and me being here where I am right now and doing this podcast episode from Thailand, and I've been here for over a month now. When I was supposed to come and just do a visa run for 4 days, but I allowed myself to go with the flow of life, to be guided and to trust in where I'm taking, to trust in this guidance. And when you do that, oh my God, the rewards are out of this roof, because it's so much more than what you can even imagine and comprehend in your mind. So that was around business, orgasmic life and business. And then the third part that came through, it was love. It was around love. So my ex came through, oh my God, so strongly. And I was like, oh no, I'm done with this. I thought I'm over with this. I was like, but I'm like, I'm here. I'm here to for it all, you know? I'm here to look at it. That's why I'm doing this ceremony. So when he came through, I just started crying like crazy, like a baby. Like I couldn't stop myself from crying, and I was imagining, and like as he was there with me, he was in front of me, and while I was crying, I was telling him that all I want from you is to love me. It's to love me for who I am. That's all I want, to love me for who I am, to accept me for who I am. And I just didn't know how to express that to you. I didn't know how to tell you that. And that's where I fucked up previously, because we had a super complicated story. I think I can do a podcast episode just on that love story, which is like a fairy tale. And yeah, I can do a podcast episode just on that. Let me know. Oh, if that's something that would interest you, send me a DM about it or put it in the comments below wherever you're listening. But yeah, he came strong in, and it was shown to me how I fucked up. And the medicine asked me, are you ready to look at him as your teacher? Because he shared with me some things in our last interaction. We haven't spoke at that time when I had the ceremony, probably for, I don't know, a few weeks or a month. And it showed me that, are you ready to look at him as your teacher? Because what has happened previously is he was telling me all these things that he was seeing within me, in my life, in my business, and so on. And I couldn't take the reflection at all. And I know there is a very fine line about it when you take the reflection or not from someone, but there is always something we can take when a person gives us feedback. There is always something we can take and learn from. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that at all from him. I was in such a big defense mechanism when he would share anything with me. And I realized in that ceremony that what happened, I was in my spiritual ego with him, because he was not on his spiritual journey. He, whatever that means, he was not like spiritual and so on. He was, I would say, not much on his personal growth journey. And because of that, I thought that I know better. I thought that I am better. And this is what the plant medicine showed me, that I was actually the one in my ego first and foremost, and look at myself, and that I was not humble. I was not humble to be able to look at him as my teacher, to look at what is it that I can learn from whatever it is that he's sharing with me, from this interaction. And I was like, oh my God, this is so freaking hard. But then what I saw in that ceremony is how much I love him, that I fully, like, my heart is just like so open towards him, and that I fully love him. And does it mean that when we love someone, we need to be together? No, that's not what it means. It just means we can love, and we can see the other person beyond the ego. We can see their heart, we can see their soul. And then that was the one of the last things that the mushroom ceremony showed me. And then there was this old woman in front of me, in she's one of the mentors of this guy that I did the ceremony with. And I was seeing her wrinkles and her beauty and her wisdom, and I literally saw myself getting old with my ex. And I was like, oh my God, does this mean that, like, we are meant to be together? And this was one of the things that I was not sure afterwards. So that was the last thing that I was shown in the ceremony. So I went through all ranges. I went through screaming, through activating my voice, to speaking my boundaries, to crying. I have done a lot of crying too during the ceremony. And the crying was not with a specific memory or with a specific reason. And I was actually surprised, because I thought that memories from my previous partner that passed away might come through. And, you know, that was one of the things that I was a little bit afraid of, but it did not. All that happened, it was just crying, just releasing. And when I was doing that, I was actually feeling that I'm doing that releasing and that crying, not only for me, but for my family as well, for my mom, for my dad, for my brothers, for everyone that I felt that they wanted to cry and do this release, but like they were holding on to it, and they couldn't do it. So that's what the crying felt like. And then I had this orgasmic experience where the orgasmic life came through. And I felt like super good. I laughed a lot. I was like in my body. I swear that as I said, I almost had an orgasm, just like a full body orgasm. And I've experienced that before, through my tantra retreats that I did last year when my kundalini was activated. I swear to you that I had a full body orgasm. Only from the meditation. That's it. So I almost had a full body orgasm. And then my ex came through, which showed me that, okay, it's time to look at him as your teacher. Are you ready to look at him as your teacher? And I said, yes. I said, yes, in the ceremony. So after that, I felt like, okay, I feel like I'm coming out of it slowly. So I went outside to the guy. I made like napkins everywhere in the room because my nose was like so runny from like crying and laughing and all of these things. And then I'm like, oh my God, I made such a mess here, but it's okay. And then I went outside to the guy and I started processing with him what has happened. And he told me, like, this is your space. You can be here for as long as you need. I'm here for you for as long as you need. So afterwards, I started processing with him what has happened. And I'm like, wow, I got everything I needed. I got all the clarity I needed and I desired from this ceremony and more. Like, I was mind blown by the experience and I was feeling so good, because as I shared with you, I didn't have any resistance at all, which has shown me that, wow, I really got to this place in my life where I have learned to fully surrender, to allow myself to be held by life, by the universe, by the plant medicine, by whatever it is. And it's such an empowering feeling when you get to do that, because when I started traveling back in 2022 in November, one of my intentions was to release control, because I have realized throughout my life the masculine, how much was attached to control everything in my life. And because of that, it was hard to trust my intuition, was hard to trust to be in my feminine, was hard to even trust the masculine. So it was hard to just be out and about and leave, because I was trying to control everything. And this ceremony have showed me that all the work I have been doing, it has paid off and was so worth it, all the hard times, all the times when I felt like, oh my God, I have no freaking clue what I'm doing tomorrow, where I'm going tomorrow. And at the same time, I trust and I surrender that I will be guided to know exactly where I'm meant to go, because this is how I have been traveling this past year, following the signs. Following the guidance. I didn't plan much. I didn't plan when and for how long I'm gonna be in a place. I allowed myself to be guided. So I was super happy about it. And then, as I was talking with the guy outside next to the fire, when I was coming slowly out of the process, he's like, wow, I cannot believe you already are coming out of it. Because it only lasted like 3 or 4 hours, something like that. And he said, with the dose I have given you, it should have lasted maybe like 6 hours, 7 hours. And I was like, what's the dose you gave me? Didn't you give me 4 grams? And he's like, no, I actually gave you 6 grams. And I was like, what? Wait, what? You gave me 6 freaking grams. I was shocked, but he's like, yeah, because when I was preparing the drink, The mushrooms were talking to me because he's very intuitive. The mushrooms were talking to me, and based on our conversation, how I felt you, and so on, I felt that you need more, that you can do more for this process to really work for you. And I was like, wow, thank you. Thank you for trusting yourself. Thank you for trusting your intuition. Because yeah, probably if I would have taken 4 grams, I wouldn't have the depth that I had and the experience I had. So it was absolutely amazing. So I stayed there and I talked a little bit more. And from there, the next day, I couldn't sleep the whole night. And like, if you forgot to mention to me, so just so you know, if you're gonna do a mushroom ceremony, you're gonna be so active and so activated that probably you're not gonna be able to sleep. So the whole night I went back home and I couldn't sleep. So the next day I was super tired. And there I was trying to reach out to my ex because I'm like, oh my God, I need to talk to him. I'm like, I was trying to decipher and to realize what did the message from the ceremony meant. Does it meant that I'm meant to be with him? Does it meant that I am meant to just look at him as a teacher from when we have been together and take the lessons? And I felt like I wanted to talk to him. And I knew that on New Year's, he was going to be in Australia. So imagine this. I was in Thailand. I knew he's going to be in Australia. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to talk to him. And if he's going to answer and talk to me, I'm just going to fly to Australia from here. I'm going to do it. And this is how I'm going to show him that I really love you. And care about anything else, and that all I desire from you is your love, and that's it. Because I told you our last interaction was very, very painful. I did something out of my ego, out of my ego state, and I really hurted him. And I couldn't fully see it because I thought that I'm coming out of it from my truth, from my vulnerability, and from pure intentions. And even though that was part of it, the other side was my ego. And I couldn't place myself in his shoes. So I really hurted him. And yeah, he hurted me back through his reaction, but I didn't want to blame. I just felt that I wanna talk to him, and I wanted to apologize. So the next day, when I reached out to him, he didn't want to talk to me. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna take this as a sign. And I was there. I swear to you, I was there on my phone. About to buy the ticket to Australia. I was on the checkout page to buy on Saturday or something like that, the ticket to Australia right before New Year's. And I was almost doing it. I almost did it. And as I was there on that page, I paused. I paused and I asked myself, how does this feel? Does it feel expanded or does it feel contracted? Does it feel good? Does it feel exciting? Because I was remembering how it felt when I came to Thailand. It was like, ooh, like bubbly and exciting. And yes, my whole spirit was saying, yes, do it. So I was like, no, it doesn't feel exciting because there is already a sign, the fact that he didn't want to talk to me. And what if I go there and he's not even wanna meet with me, and I will end up just being in Sydney, Australia by myself, not having any clue what to do and feeling bad about myself. And then I had a conversation with a girl that helped me realize that, okay, by doing this, I'm not acting from my most empowered self. I'm not acting from my goddess. I'm acting from someone that just needs to be approved and accepted. And that's what I desired from him. I just desired to be loved and accepted for who I am right now and for where I'm at. in my life or the chapter I am at in my life. I desired from him to be seen beyond this chapter, to be seen for my whole self and not just this stage in my life. So that's what I was seeking for more if I would have went. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go to Australia because he didn't reply. So maybe we are not meant to be together, at least right now. And he's just there for me to learn from him. So I decided to stay in Pai longer. But then I was asking the universe, what's next for me? What's next? Because I don't feel like going to Bali yet. Bali didn't feel like the right next step. And there it was. I saw a flyer about the facilitator training retreat in Koh Phangan, where I've been before last year, and Koh Phangan has been miraculous for me. This is where I've met one of my best friends, and I started my podcast last year. And when I saw that flyer, it was from a guy that I actually met here last year in Koh Phangan, and I helped him with his message, with his niche, and I was actually telling him you should do retreats where you help coaches, healers, and so on that have been in the online space to teach them how to facilitate in-person retreats. Because I'm like, that's something I would like to know. And then not just that, but like a month or a month and a half beforehand, I had a dream with him, with this guy, like out of nowhere, where I was here in Koh Phangan and I was at his retreat or facilitating retreats with him. And I was like, wow, that's weird. And I remember even messaging him that I had this weird dream with him. I don't know what it means. But then when I saw the flyer, then I spoke with him. I had a call with him and everything felt so aligned, like the conversation with him coming back to Koh Phangan, which is so crazy. And I'm like, okay, this feels like the right next step. I'm doing it. And guys, I can tell you that following that sign, which the big one was the dream. The dream, I feel like, was a big sign. Coming to this retreat, it has opened the world for me. It's been so mind-blowing, the retreat itself, where when I reached out to him, I told him, I don't just want to come as a participant, but I want to come as an assistant. And he said yes to that. And being there as a participant and as an assistant, wow. It reignited the passion for me. It reignited the desire to create. It reignited of what it means to have a bigger mission, a bigger purpose. And I feel so aligned with his message, with his transmission, which is sharing from the source, from this pure place, like emptying yourself from your crap, from your ego, and sharing love and truth. And those for me, wow, I feel them in my core. So now I'm working with him, I'm helping him to bring his mission to the world. While I am right now, I already did an in-person event, a workshop. I am planning the next one and I'm planning to go and help him other. He's gonna do another retreat and just this beautiful momentum that it's happening, be here on the island and the people I have met at the retreat, they are like my family. We are in this very high vibration, and the desire of community and co-creating has been mind blown. Mind blown. So I'm so happy to share with you right now and do this podcast episode from this inspired state, from this excitement for creation, for life, for bringing my voice out into the world and helping you share yours because you have a unique gift, you have a unique story. And the best way to do that is truly to have fun, to enjoy the process. And it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying if you enjoy it and if you have fun, it's easy. But it's aligned. When you align yourself with your mission, with your calling, that's something I have learned at a retreat. And allow your vibration, who you are being, to attract the possibilities, to attract the people, to attract what you desire, become a magnet to your vibration. Then you fully, like, you have this full surrender of trust, of knowing that you are always provided. And when you leave from that place, you are able to see the magic that life has to offer. And one thing with my ex that I forgot to mention is that right before I have started the retreat, we actually had a call where I apologized and I asked him to forgive me. And that was so powerful. Like I cried throughout the call, and it was very, very powerful because what I felt that I did before I started the retreat and being able to have that conversation with him, for which I am so grateful, it helped me feel purified. It helped me feel clean and that I'm stepping into this retreat in this new chapter because it was right at the beginning of January in this new chapter from this clean and pure place where I can be humble and I can see when I make mistakes and I can ask for forgiveness. Oh, I think I have shared quite a lot with you guys. Quite a bit with you, and as many of you have asked me to do this podcast episode where I share about my ceremony because I know many of you want to do it, but you are afraid because it requires a lot of surrender. And one of the things I have seen these past few months is that leaders go first. And what I mean by that is that I am not afraid to go first and to share with you my experience. And for those that know me and trust me, so you can make your decision and maybe inspire you to either do it or don't do it. No matter what it is, there is no right or wrong way to go about it. It's a matter of feeling into your heart, of feeling what do I need right now? What do I desire? What do I want? If there would be no fear and only possibilities and opportunities, what do I want? What do I desire? What do I need? And this is something I want to leave you with. Share with me what is your biggest insight. I will add in the show notes the contact of the guy that I did the ceremony with. He's actually going to be in Copangan very soon. And reach out if you have questions. I'm here to support you, to guide you, to lead by example, and to go first. I'm not afraid to go first. And send me a DM with orgasmic if you want to know when the program is gonna come out. And thank you for being here, like truly, because you listening to this giving your time, your attention, your energy, and listening to this is such an honor. It's truly an honor for me. It's an honor for me to share my journey with you. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I appreciate you. And I believe in you so deeply. So deeply. If you go through a low time and you need someone to remind you of your greatness, remember my words. Much love from Thailand, Kapangan.